I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he will seek an eighth term in the U.S. Senate in 2022.
The 88-year-old announced his plans this morning on Twitter.
Hey there, I'm running for re-election. It's the right thing to do for Iowa.
Grassley has been in the U.S. Senate for 40 years and is the longest-serving Republican senator. The announcement was welcomed by Republicans and gives them more confidence in holding the seat as they fight to overtake the Democrats' one-vote margin in the Senate. Should he win re-election, Grassley would be 95 at the end of his term. A state commission will submit a report to the Iowa legislature that indicates Iowans who offered an opinion this week support the first set of maps drawn by a nonpartisan state agency. A report to lawmakers that says the commission acknowledges that a majority of Iowans who expressed an opinion to the commission favor Iowa's redistricting process and the first proposed redistricting plan. Two Republican appointees to that commission preferred to leave out language about Iowans who spoke or wrote in supporting the first plan. But three members agreed it was accurate and stated the facts should be included. The Iowa legislature is scheduled to meet on October 5th. The South Dakota Department of Health reporting that 10 additional people with COVID-19 in the state have died. It's the largest single day's number since February 11th, for a total of 2,025 deaths. The department also reported almost 600 new positive infections. The Argus Leader reports occupied hospital beds by COVID-19 positive patients decreased to 190, but 64 were receiving intensive care, 43 were on ventilators. As of Wednesday, 61% of the state was fully vaccinated for the coronavirus, according to the CDC. That is above Iowa's rate of about 54%. In Woodbury County, 44.5% of residents have been fully vaccinated. There was an increase of 0.6 in 1 week. That's 600 more people. Woodbury County is about 10% behind the state level. The deputy director of Siouxland District Health, Tyler Brock, tells Siouxland Public Media, the younger the person, the less likely they are to be vaccinated in Woodbury County. Also, people from minority communities tend to have lower vaccination rates as well, but analysis has not been done recently. The health department's focus? Make the vaccine as available as possible so people can get it when they are ready. The CDC is recommending a booster for some vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, including individuals working in high-risk jobs and settings. Individuals need to wait at least 6 months after their last shot. Health officials say people who should get the booster are 65 years and older, residents in long-term care settings, and those with underlying medical conditions. Siouxland District Health says the vaccine supply is good and is available through the Siouxland District Health Department, medical providers, and pharmacies. And speaking of pharmacies, Hy-Vee announced they will give out free Pfizer booster shots at locations across an 8-state region. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your fantastic Friday afternoon.